Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Thanks for being here with us this morning for our service. We are blessed to celebrate Armed Forces Sunday today, where we remember and honor those men and women who've served our country and our nation's military. And we're glad that you're here to join us for that celebration today. And we do start with something a little different this morning regarding Armed Forces Sunday, but the presentation of the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance before our hymn of invocation, before our divine service officially begins. So we're blessed to have Mr. Don Iser here to bring the colors forward at the beginning of our service. And we'll enjoy our citizenship and honor our country that way today. Also, if you look in your bulletin there at the top of the page inside the front cover, I'll read this to you so we understand why we do this and why it's important to be able to. The Holy Spirit speaks to the church in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, and says, "Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king or the emperor." On Armed Forces Sunday, we honor our God by honoring our country according to his word, and we say the Pledge of Allegiance together before we formally enter the divine service. So at this time, I would invite the congregation, if you're able, to please stand for the flag, and we'll ask Mr. Iser to bring the flag forward. Once the flag is placed in the stand, we'll be silent until that point, and then we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our hymn of invocation this morning, if you'd continue standing with us, is hymn 801, "How Great Thou Art." Let's sing together.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning from Psalm 107. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. He raises up the needy out of affliction, and he makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. We continue with our Kyrie sung this morning and the Gloria Excelsis. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son Jesus that our faith may never be found wanting. Thank you for our servicemen and women and all those who serve or have served our great nation. Protect and bless them and their families and your great faithfulness in Christ through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from 1 Kings chapter 17. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue now with our epistle lesson from Hebrews chapter 9. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has prepared once for all, at the end of the ages, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for a man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite the congregation to stand if you're able for our Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and take and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contribute out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Would you join us in confessing our faith this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. If you turn now to hymn 717, we sing together the hymn of the day for our celebration of Armed Forces Sunday, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our God is not fickle. He's not swayed by appearances. He is not a respecter of persons, and he's not swayed by the stature or the wealth of mankind. He reigns high above it, exalted, ruling over all earthly authorities. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, the scripture puts it this way. It says, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. That's what's taking place in our gospel reading this morning in Mark chapter 12 with a widow and her mites. Our text tells us in verse 41 and 42 of Mark 12 that many rich people put in large sums of money, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And Jesus chooses very purposefully here to use this as a lesson for his disciples. He says that the two small copper coins are more valuable to him than the large sums of money put in the offering box by others. He sits them down and he says this word to them when he pulls them aside, according to the text. Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Now, what should we draw from this? Simply this: God does not see as man sees, nor judge according to worldly comparisons. What the world tends to call valuable, God sees as worthless. In fact, this is so much the case that the scriptures say this, that friendship with the world is enmity, or makes you an enemy. Enmity with God. Jesus teaches us also in his Sermon on the Mount, do not store up treasures on earth, but store up your treasures in heaven. This is the same value system being described in the gospel reading with the widow and the two mites. It's exactly what the widow's mites are, her treasure in heaven. This changes our paradigm too, or our worldview, or even our value system. It draws it into question. Think about this. God used the death of Jesus to bring life to you and to me. It was Eve in the Garden of Eden trying to gain something else, right? When she was tempted by the serpent, that caused her not to gain, but to lose it all. Everything's upside down. Everything seems backwards from our viewpoints when it comes to how God is working, like the widow and the mites. We can't judge the things of God according to the world's value system. The widow puts in the most, even though it was actually a whole lot less. Yes, exactly. And it was a suffering for her. The text told us it was all she had to live on. It was all that she had. And she put it in the temple treasury box. In life, you know, we go through sufferings, through struggling times, and these have no value to us. We deplore them on the highest level. We like to have good days, happy days, fun times, plenty of extra. They have no value to us. But consider with me this morning that God, he can use those times too in a most valuable way. Albeit backwards and upside down to us. In fact, we don't like this at all. It's like, well, hold on, Pastor, stop talking right now. No, it's true. If Eve sought to gain something in Eden, God chose the opposite to bring true heavenly gain to us. He chose loss to bring gain. Jesus said, what will it profit a person if they gain the whole world but lose their soul? Feels like one we should say again. What is it going to profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Or me? It's not going to profit us anything. So what do we find? Well, we find that sometimes it's the hardest, most challenging situations or times in life where we finally grow in our faith. When things come easy, we get complacent and we get lazy. Take our prayers, for example. How often when things are going well are you spending lots of time in prayer? Or me, how often am I when things are just easy? You know what I'm saying, right? But then, we're taking our blessings for granted, we're cruising through, piece of cake, and then all of a sudden life gets really tricky and complicated and even hard sometimes. And that's when we find ourselves down on our knees, isn't it? We're really talking to God then. And He uses this reality to help us. He takes the things that we call worthless, and these He uses to help and to save. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 with me. Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through its wisdom, it pleased God through the folly or the foolishness of what we preach to save those who believe. What the world values, God does not value. He chooses to work through the things the world doesn't value. Actually, one of those things, quite often, is church. You're in the minority if you're here this morning. I'm sure you know that. The world doesn't go to church very much. They kind of see it doesn't, to them, have a lot of value. Why should I do that? And look where the Lord is, right? Faithful with His word, always. Serving us with His own sacrament. He chooses to use things that the world doesn't value. And one of them, just consider this morning, is suffering. Or loss, even. Trials of all different kinds. And I know, I don't like that either. But how often do we find ourselves later on, and I mean much later, looking back on a situation and saying, wow, that was a hard time, but I see a little bit now, right? How God helped me. Someone told me this just recently. They'd been through a life-changing tragedy. Something that you wouldn't want to go through. And this person said to me, Pastor, looking back, I'm glad it happened. And that might not be your story. It might not be my story. I'm not trying to overgeneralize this so that you leave here thinking that every bad thing is going to be measurable by you to see how it was good. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that person spoke by faith and believed in a God who was in control of all things, and not just that, but a God who actually loved them. Brothers and sisters, there is a lot more going on in this world than we can see with our eyes. But when we can see by faith, it realigns what we value. That's the point of the text. That's the point I'm also bringing. Jesus He says this in John 13, verse 16. He says, "For I have given you an example that you should also do just as I have done to you. Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these, blessed are you if you do them." What was Jesus' example to us? That's the question. What did our master do? We'll take it from Isaiah. Isaiah says that he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him. And he had no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. It's hard to deal with, but it's true. The hardest times are often the growth. And this changes even the way we read the Psalms. Psalm 13, it says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" And when we read that, we assume it's a bad thing. That God's punishing or something. But consider his promises. Romans chapter 8 says, "All things work together for good to those who believe." Anything that comes to God's children, even though to us it may seem impossible, he will find a way to use it to your benefit. What kind of promise is that? How valuable is that? This is what we've been given in Christ. It doesn't matter what comes our way. Sure, we live our days scared and afraid, wondering, well, have you been there, right? What's the next bad thing that's going to happen to me? Sometimes it feels like that. Just kind of watching over the horizon like, I know something else is coming. You've got a God that promises you that he will find a way to make good out of whatever comes. That's a huge promise. He does not allow trials and tribulations in this life to hurt us. He finds a way to make good even out of the worst situations. And I know now, we see through a glass dimly, but then we shall see face to face. In barley farming, something I know a little bit about, when you plant barley in the dirt, you water it, and it grows. And you kind of, farmer sort of lets that barley grow up, and it grows about 2 or 3 inches tall. It looks beautiful if you drive by at that time of the year in the spring. Beautiful green field of barley. It looks so great. But then a wise farmer, he shuts that water off. And he lets that barley sit there and suffer for 2, sometimes 3 weeks with no water. Until the barley looks like it's starting to die and wither, and it looks like the crop might even be lost. What's the barley doing? It's putting its roots down. It's going down, down, down. That's not a fun time for that barley, and it's not a fun time for us. But rest assured that he does not allow these things to take place for no good reason, but he will bring joy and peace again. And he has his ways and what he's doing. If that barley doesn't suffer that period with no water, then it gets up tall and it looks great. First stressor kills the plant. But if it goes through that, at the end it's strong and it's ready for whatever it has to face during the growing season. The stresses of the crop will not destroy it. Have you felt like the water's been turned off on you? Do you know how it feels? I do. But we rejoice and we're glad, even though it makes no sense to our value system at all. The promise will overrule our understanding, guaranteed. Because your God, he cares for you and he loves you. And rest assured, he's raising you up strong and ready for something bigger than you can even imagine in his heavenly kingdom. feels backwards. It feels upside down, but it's not. Forgiveness, it's won through suffering. Love is purchased through loss. Peace, through the agony of our Lord Jesus on his cross. So before we value what the world does, remember the widow and her two mites. It will change our perspective forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our responses for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you send your Holy Spirit to sanctify and keep your people in true faith. Preserve us from false doctrine and curb and restrain all error. Lord, and encourage us that your promises are bigger and stronger than any situation that we may face in our lives. And Lord, help us appreciate the good times, the joy and the peace that we have in this life, the love of family and friends. Lord, and bring us to learn a life of thanksgiving in all situations and in all times. Lord, bless us with contentment. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you send the Holy Spirit to call your people to faith. Graciously keep us in the divine word and send out faithful laborers into the harvest. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, grant us faith like that of the widow, who gave her last two coins and trusted that you would care for her every need. Deliver us from all hypocrisy and give us genuine faith, joyful piety, and cheerful giving. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you call us to honor our authorities that are set over us. And Lord, we do that today on Armed Forces Sunday. We remember the sacrifice of those who serve. Lord, we pray that you'd look with favor upon all military personnel and all those who put their lives in harm's way in service. Lord, and that you'd bless those who hold office in this land, especially our president and our Congress, our judges and our magistrates, our governors and our legislatures. Preserve them from evil. Bless them in body and soul. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful God, your Son came not to be served, but to serve, especially to serve those who are ignored and despised. Lord, comfort the afflicted and the troubled, the sick, and those in our prayers this morning as we name before you Rob Miller, Wanda Stolp, Kai Cavaletto, Jaden, Joyce Austin, Frank Rendon, Jasmine Cody, Anna, Rupert Gallegos, Ella Gonzalez, Kenny Rodman, Dick Greitz, Donna Erke, Richard Lynch, Janice Ross, Betty Paulson, Lori Hauser, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Geary, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Gracious Lord, bless those who we've brought before you today. We ask humbly. And Lord, we lift up those who in their lives are going through hard times, those who are suffering right now. And Lord, we ask that you'd give them your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, that you'd give them faith to trust in you, even though it doesn't make sense. And we can't figure it out sometimes, the way that you're blessing. Help us cling to your promises and know that you are. Preserve us from evil, O Lord, and bless all those that we've named. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, grant repentance and faith to all who receive our Lord's body and blood today at this altar, that in the unity of a true confession, they may receive it for the forgiveness of their sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone, we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. At this time, we come to the point in our service where we have an opportunity to give unto the Lord a portion of those things that he's blessed us with in our times of tithes and offerings. For our offering hymn this morning, we have an insert. We'll join together in singing a battle hymn of the Republic this morning as the offerings are collected and presented.
Thank you.
you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service here as we celebrate our armed forces giving glory to God for his care and his protection. If you're gathered in the sanctuary with us this morning, we invite you to turn over to our service of the sacrament in your bulletin. And if the congregation would please stand at this time, if you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alabama.